I feel the heat. I laughed nervously because, although it was hot, it was not uncomfortable and I felt this entity would not harm me. D. A long pause. Anything there? J. If you have had an implant, you do not presently have one. And whatever the implant's purpose was has been accomplished, for there is an increase in the activity in your brain. D. Then you think it's possible at one time there may have been something? J. There may have been. It was not I who placed it there. That does not mean it. D. Why was there such heat when you did that? J. I was looking inside. D. Oh. Then I do have a brain in there anyway. Laugh. It was a strange feeling. J. Sweetly, I had your permission, you know. She was correct. I could not complain about the sensation of heat when I had given her permission to look. I just didn't know what it would feel like. My attention was now drawn to the clock. D. I think I will have to leave again for a little while. I want to try to have one more session today, since I have to travel a long distance. J. Yes, I know. And this is a good thing that you are doing. It's good to have the continuity. There are many important subjects that can be discussed with you through this entity. And we wish there was a way it could take place on a more convenient D. Where I could see her more often. Yes, but when I come, if I can have several in one day, that will really help. J. You will gain a continuity. 424. The custodians. D. As long as I'm not draining the energy, or doing anything to the vehicle that would cause discomfort or harm. J. That cannot take place, because she is fully protected, as you have been told before. I feel there are other more important subjects to be discussed. D. I'm trying to think of some. I will come back in a couple of hours, my time, and maybe you can think of some we can discuss. Yes, all I need is a topic, and he can find the questions. Laugh, J. I may not be the person. D. I didn't hear her, maybe I can make notes and see if I can come up with some questions. Then when I return I will see if we can contact you again. And I do appreciate you speaking with me. It's been very enlightening and very important. I think we're making progress. J. Peace be with you. D. Thank you. I then brought Janice back to full consciousness. After this session we went downstairs and ate supper with Patsy. During the meal I noticed that Janice's palms seemed discolored, but it was not really noticeable. It looked like a stain as when you handle a newspaper and the ink comes off on your hands. It was not enough to even comment about, but I was wondering where it came from, because she had no opportunity to even pick up a paper or anything similar after coming downstairs. After eating and visiting for a few hours we decided to have the last session. She seemed to be holding up fine. I was the one who was becoming tired, but I was determined to see this through. I could always sleep later in the morning so I would be rested for my trip back home. We had discussed questions and made a list. One that Janice was interested in was, she often had the distinct feeling when she awakened in the morning that while, the energy doctor, 425, she was asleep she journeyed somewhere or was involved in some type of work. Her question was, what am I doing at night when I am asleep? Or am I doing anything? The next session began around 7:30 or 8 o'clock that night. We finished the day's work after 10 o'clock. Even then we sat around and talked afterwards before Janice left for home. It had been a long day, and if you include the day before when I had the same grueling schedule with Linda, it had been a long hard-working weekend. But the information that had been gained made it all worthwhile. Chapter 12. Janice meets her real father. After eating supper and resting for a few hours we began our last session at approximately 7:30 or 8 o'clock that night. We had a list of questions we might possibly ask, but it ended up that we didn't get to them. I used her keyword and gave instructions. Janice immediately found herself in a beautiful but strange place. She was sitting in a large room that resembled an auditorium with tiers going up the curved walls. The walls were a pale green, and there were archways decorated with pastel colors of green, blue and peach. It was a beautiful peaceful place, but there was no one else there. The tiers went down to a sunken hollow in the center of the room. She was then startled to see the bottom of the room open and something resembling a table come up out of the floor. When that occurred, she felt the urge to walk down the stairs to that portion of the room. There was still no one else there, but now beautiful music flooded the room. She could not identify what instruments were making the music. It was like nothing she had ever heard before. Sometimes the subject can become so immersed in describing their surroundings that the session will move very slowly. It is the job of the hypnotist to move the scene forward. 426. Janice meets her real father. 427. I kept trying to do this by having Janice move forward until someone came in. She was in no hurry, but was enjoying the music and peaceful environment. She seemed to be waiting for something or someone. Jay, there's a door over there, and it seems like I'm waiting. Big breath. Oh, my. There are some people coming in. Apparently said to someone else, and to you, too. D, what? Jay, there was someone saying, welcome, and peace be with you. And I said, and to you, too. Now he's moving. D, did many people come in? Jay, yeah, there are some in the front. And I'm not afraid or anything. It's just that I don't know what's going to happen. There are others up on that level that I was first at. It's sort of like being in an auditorium, or maybe a theater that has a balcony. And they went around up there, and there are a few down here where I'm at. They seem to be talking to each other. I don't understand it. D, what do they look like? J, there are just different ones. I mean, there's one that looks hesitancy, a little uncomfortable, looks like those strange ones. And there are others that have those robes on, and then, she seemed a little upset, I'm not afraid, but they're talking to each other, and I wish I could understand them. D, but they're all different types. J, yeah, there are some different types. There's a short guy up there on that second level. There's a man in a robe down here. But they're kind. They're just talking. I've not been in this room. I don't know what takes place here. D, are you the only one like yourself? Yeah, how do you perceive yourself? J, I'm just me. I'm just here. I'm just waiting for them to tell me what I'm supposed to do. D, I was wondering if you were in a physical body? J, I can see myself. I can see me. 428. The custodians. D, the way you look when you're in the physical? J, pause, I'm not exactly that way. But I know it's me. I'd like to know what I'm here for. D, can you mentally ask them? J, I'll try to. Long pause, they're going to ask me some questions. D, oh, they're going to ask you questions. That'll be interesting. We've been doing all the asking. How do you feel about answering questions? J, it's okay. They seem to be waiting for somebody to come. Pause, I wish they would just do it. D, you have the ability to move ahead instead of waiting. We can speed time up until whoever they're waiting for comes in. Pause, has the person come in now? J, no. A pause of a few seconds, he's coming in now. He's very nice. He's touching my head. It feels cool. D, is he anyone you have seen before? She nodded, who is he? J, that man who used to visit me when I was little. D, someone used to visit you when you were a little girl? Janice began to cry. She very emotionally sobbed the word, yes. D, why are you crying? Is it upsetting you? J, no. I'm glad he's here. It's like your father came. I tried to talk her past the emotional reaction, but she was still crying openly. You could tell it was an emotional reunion. D, used to visit you when you were little? I had to get her talking in order to stop the crying. J, yes. He takes care of me. He's. She broke down again. Like my father. D, there's that type of feeling towards him? Janice meets her real father. 429. J, yes, he is my father. D, your grandfather? Yes, how do you know that? J, because I know how I feel about him. Do you know what he calls me? D, what? J, emotional, daughter. D, do you think he is your real biological father? Yes, and not the man who was in your home when you were growing up, your other so-called father? J. No, it's not him. They're two different people. D. All right. Is he going to ask you the questions? J. Uh-huh. He comes and asks me questions. D. I can't hear them. Will you repeat the question to me before you give the answer? J. Still crying, if he lets me. D. Ask him if it's all right. The change was so sudden it was like pushing a switch. She had been crying and having difficulty voicing the answers because of the emotion. When the next voice came through, the change was immediate. There was no emotion, the tears stopped, and the voice was obviously male. While the first male entity that spoke through Janice sounded like an old man with an authoritarian tone, this one also sounded old but with a tone of sophistication, a little more regal. J. The questions can be repeated if they are properly placed. D. All right. Because I can't hear unless you tell me the questions. And I have only her welfare at heart. J. And so have I. D. She was very emotional about seeing you again. J. This is understandable. For I am emotional about seeing her. D. I wondered if you had emotions. J. We have emotions as you have emotions. Especially for one of our own. D. That's very good. Then will you ask her the question so A. 430, the custodians, can hear it? J. Some of the questions will be internally placed, and we will not be allowed to discuss them with you. We are at a crucial stage in Janice's, as you know her, development, in her work. It is an important stage we find ourselves at. Many are learning from her here. So some of the questions we ask her would be mundane to you. D. So this is going to be taking place on two levels. J. That is correct, in that we have gathered representatives for this, what you might term, a meeting. There are times in Janice's lifetime, Earth lifetime, that she does need to experience what we term communion. Communion being interaction with her sources. So it is not merely a question and answer, as you would think of questions and answers. But there will be an exchange of energies and a reinforcement of whatever she feels she needs. D. So if you do it on two levels, you can ask her the internal questions silently, and then ask the other ones so I can hear them. Would that be all right? J. That will be all right. I'm not quite sure how this will work out, for this is the first attempt we have ever made to allow another human to be present at any one of these gatherings. We consider it important, or you would not be contacted in this manner, for this is not a normal process. D. I appreciate the art. If I can help with the questions and answers, I'll be glad to do that, with my limited knowledge. J. Sometimes an individual just needs a reinforcement of strength. D. Do you want to begin the questions? J. You will understand that the benefit of the answer will not be necessarily for you, as much as it is for the others gathered here. D. That's all right. I'm interested in what they are interested in. J. They are interested in, what does chocolate milk taste like? D. What a strange question. I was amused. What does chocolate milk taste like? That's a good question. Janice meets her real father, 431, J. For in her answers some of them can experience that. She is answering presently. D. Can I hear what she is saying, or can we do it that way? J. I don't think it is possible to do it that way. There is an exchange taking place between her and the members gathered here. It is a way of exchanging information, and it is a part of her service. And it has been a part of her service throughout her lifetime. I have been with her through her lifetime, and am familiar in that sense, as her father. I cannot stay for long periods of time, or do not come to interact with her on a very frequent schedule. In that, what it causes to happen is the emotional reaction that you experienced, in the feeling of separateness from me. It is a very emotional experience for Janice. D. Did her mother take part in a breeding experiment? J. Her birth was somewhat different from the ordinary sense of conception. D. In what way? J. I'm not at liberty to tell you that. D. I respect that. But I was thinking Fu were the biological father, it might have been done in a different way. That's why I asked. J. It was done in a different way during the act of sexual intercourse. D. With you or with the father that she calls father? J. With the father that she calls father. D. So it can be done that way? J. There is a point at which it can take place, in a manner of speaking. D. I thought it had to be done under laboratory conditions. J. Not necessarily. D. You people have many talents that I'm unaware of. Then you were with her from time to time as she was growing up?
Yes, and she knew this subconsciously?
J. Yes, she has always known it. But it was not in her true day-to-day consciousness. There were times when she experienced feelings much as you saw, but they were not in 432, the custodian's relation to her Earth father. They were in relation to a visitation that had taken place, and an interaction with me. It became so traumatic that I stopped coming as often. This type of childhood experience with a real father also occurred with Fran in Chapter 5. D. Yes, this could be very confusing, especially to a child. J. It was somewhat confusing, but it made her sense of aloneness and longing to go home more intense. D. So it was better food didn't come as often. J. Yes, I have come at different crucial points in her life. D. That way you were there for reinforcement. J. Exactly. D. Well, as she explains what chocolate milk tastes like, do they pick up the taste and smell and everything?
Yes, that way they can experience it.
J. That is true. D. Very good. Do they have any other questions?
J. They have many questions. There are things they do not understand. And they will ask again and again the same questions, hoping for a different answer.
D. Or one that they can understand.
Yes, what are some of those questions?
J. We will explain to you how certain ones gathered here perceive your Earth planet. They do not understand violence. Therefore their questions to her will be in relation to trying to understand violence. This is a part of their growth, and it's also an educational experience, if you understand where they are evolutionarily. Because of their environment, and due to certain missions they performed on your planet, certain things they came in contact with caused them a great deal of confusion. That confusion being, they don't understand violence. They don't understand the pain. How can man continue in that cycle?
D. I think it's important to tell them that some humans don't understand this either.
Janice meets her real father, 433.
J. I know this. But it helps to hear it from an interdimensional being, rather than to have me or someone stand and lecture to them.
D. They should hear it from someone who has experienced it.
J. Interdimensionally.
D. Don't they have any violence where they come from?
No. Did they ever have?
No. I thought maybe they had in the past and then evolved above that.
J. This has never taken place. They don't even know the word, what it is called, to understand it.
D. Do they experience pain?
J. They experience pain when they see someone kill another human being. For they cannot. It's out of the realm of their conception, to see that and know what is taking place in the life form state of being. Because they could not do that to another of their own kind, they don't understand man doing that to man. There is no possible way I can explain it and have them accept it, for they realize I have not experienced nor necessarily lived in that type of environment myself.
D. But it's even difficult for those that do live in the environment.
Do they know what pain feels like?
J. Not in the same sense.
D. I wondered if their bodies were able to feel it.
J. It is a mental concept that they understand, but physically it is not felt.
D. Have they ever hurt themselves?
J. Not physically. Everything takes place at the mental state.
D. Then it would be difficult for them to even understand what pain feels like to the body.
And also suffering.
J. Yes. They do not have that. Where they come from that does not take place.
D. Do you think Earth is unique in this way?
J. No. Earth is just more highly developed in those types of activities.
D. I would hate to think we were the only one that had sunk so low, if I want to use those terms.
Then there are other, 434, the custodians, planets that do experience violence.
J.
There have been other planets that experience violence, yes. D. But these representative Shave had no experience with them. J. Not intergalactically. D. Is she having any success trying to explain this to them? J. There is much communication taking place. We are past that now. D. I imagine they take things from her mind that she has seen and experienced. J. That is correct. They can relive particular experiences she has participated in. They begin to understand emotionally and in a sensory way what takes place at the physical level, because they can experience physical. It's just a matter of being able to experience it through another person. D. Then they have to sense it through her own mind, J. And sensibilities. D. And they can relive it that way. J. Yes. Understand now that not everyone gathered here is doing that. There are others like me who fully understand the range of human emotions, as well as the physicalness. D. It is a teaching for those who have not experienced it. J. Yes. For them to continue in the work in the project they are presently undertaking, this is like a school. D. These are interesting questions. I am getting much insight into the way you feel. What is the next subject they're interested in? J. They are talking about the atomic bomb. D. Oh, that is a big one. What are they asking about that? J. They want to know if she understands why you use the atomic bomb on each other. D. There are arguments pro and con on that within our own civilization. Can they understand these are not things everyone on Earth does? J. They do understand that not everyone on Earth is a participant in that activity. However, they feel confusion because of the fact that on their planet each of them is. Janice meets her real father, 435, responsible. They have a responsibility not to participate, or to allow a thing to take place. They feel each and every one of us has that same responsibility. They are having difficulty understanding why Janice cannot do something to change that. They know she has the capability of influencing various aspects of your atmosphere. So they are asking her why she is allowing that to be. They don't understand she is not the totality of what it takes to annihilate that. D. No. She's just like one little speck, J, but they do not understand that yet. D. And at the time it happened she would have just been a child. Or maybe she had not been born at. J. Was not born. Part of the reason for her birth. Janice was actually born. Actual pronunciation as the war ended. Therefore the energy she brings to the planet helped to serve to balance out the years after that war. There was a time when. Well, it is not to be discussed now. I will tell you, that part of her purpose of being born on the planet, has to do with energy work of the planet. D. Maybe they can understand that she could not influence the dropping of the bomb, because she was not alive at that time on our planet. So she had nothing to do with that. J. That is correct. It is not a matter that she has nothing to do with the dropping of the bomb. What it is a matter of is that the bomb still exists, and she is there. D. I see. And they think the bomb should not exist. Yes. Do they know that some atomic power has been used for good? J. Yes. That's part of the problem they are having with understanding. That it could be allowed to be used for bad. Or that it could exist in a state of readiness to be used for bad. D. These are difficult questions. I hope she is helping in some way. Has she answered that one? J. There can be no more information given at this time with regard to that question. There is an interaction taking place between them. D. Are they having a discussion? 436. The custodians, J. Yes. The voice dropped to a low level. So, Janice, I would like to say, daughter, that I am very proud of you. Louder, when they are having discussion, I can have discussion with her, because it is a waste of time for us to participate. And we will have an opportunity later to talk. I wanted you to experience this meeting so you will understand a part of her function. D. This was a question she had. She wanted to know what her work was. J. There is more than one kind of work that she does. D. She wondered what she was doing when she feels she is in this energy state. She felt as though she was working, maybe with other energies or something. J. That is a completely different project from this one. D. She wanted to know, when she is doing this type of work in the energy state, are these other energies she feels around her anyone she knows in the physical? J. These energies she is presently with are not people she knows in the physical. But at other times on the other project, there are some that she knows, and some that she will know. D. She felt there was a familiarity, but that was all she knew. J. There is. D. Can you tell her anything about the other project, or is that allowed? J. I can discuss it. That is part of why I've come. When she does not understand things, I help her to do that. That is what a father does, in this sense of the word. So at different points throughout her evolvement I have come to help her understand complicated concepts, or to understand things that were troubling her in relation to the work she has undertaken. So this is my responsibility. D. She wanted to know about the work she was doing, that she's not conscious of. J. She does have some knowledge of it, and is aware that in her energy state there is a holding on, so to speak. A sense of holding something, helping something, healing. Janice meets her real father, 437, something. By the holding of something, the healing takes place. It is a very gradual thing. I will tell you that the holding is of a frequency. D. What purpose does this serve? J. The holding of the frequency serves to balance the atmospheric conditions outside the planet, which directly affect things that go on the planet Earth. That is the part I can tell you that is taking place. Now, what you must understand is that it is a very complicated situation to discuss. But I can tell you that others are involved with her in the project, and they pause. Well, it is a great service. For it is very. It is. He hesitated. Was it because he was not supposed to tell me these things, or was he trying to decide how much he could reveal? I saw the tape was getting ready to run out, so I took advantage of his hesitation. I turned the tape over and continued. D. But you said this is a great service? J. It is a great service to mankind, for it is keeping your planet from self-destructing. D. I think of frequencies as radio frequencies. It's different than that? Yes, and how are they affecting our Earth? J. They are affecting your Earth. And some would say we in this project cause various earthquakes, and the volcanic action, and the different levels of activity climatically that are taking place on your planet. They would like to blame it on us. However, it is the opposite. Were it not for our participating in this project, the disasters would be much worse. And the destruction would be coming toward Earth in a very fast rate of speed. D. Then you are causing a release. J. What we are saying is that we are helping to maintain a balance at whatever point of the globe needs balance. A balance of energy in the flow as these events take place. There could be much worse earthquakes at various locations. 438. The custodians. Were we not involved in the work in this project? So perhaps you could look at it as a maintenance project or a maintaining. Meaning that it lessens the severity of the catastrophe climatically. D. There's no way you could keep it from happening altogether? J. We could keep it from happening altogether, but there is a point past which we cannot, at this time, go, in relation to disasters. D. Because of what has to happen to the planet? Yes, and you cannot interfere in the ultimate destiny. J. At this moment. D. So you are only allowed to do certain things. J. That is correct. D. Is there anyone or anything that determines these rules? J. The rules are universal. They have been known for, as you would term, centuries, throughout time, throughout past time. It is written, it has always been written. They do not change. D. What are some of these rules? J. There is a law of non-interference. Now, much as your politicians work within the framework of the laws that have been set up by them, so we work within the same framework. However, remember perceptually, interference does not necessarily mean the same thing to us as it means to you. D. In other words, you're able to bend the rules a little, to where you can help. J. We can help. We can assist. We can instruct. We can interact. We can convey. D. But you can't take direct interfering action. She sighed. I'm trying to make a distinction. J, in certain cases we can and do directly interact to the point you might describe as interference.